Japan uses almost 10 million tons of plastic every year, but only 1% of council waste ends up in landfill. Almost everything is beautifully packaged and presented, even fruit and vegetables. It's common to find individually wrapped mangoes on a polystyrene tray with a foam protector wrapped in a layer of plastic. Our North Asia correspondent Jake Sturmer has been trying to figure out why the country uses so much packaging.
If there's one word that really comes in handy when you get to the checkout in Japan, it's irimasen. It means do not need, and it's useful because shop assistants love to carefully wrap and package your items. And I'm not just talking about putting meat in its own bag, glass jars. Each gets its own foam or cardboard protector. A single onion, that gets its own bag, put inside the bigger bag with everything else. It's beautiful care and attention to detail. It got me wondering why, and where does it all go? So we've spent the last few weeks investigating Japan's waste management system, which brought us to the southern Japanese town of Kamikatsu. That's where I met Akira Sakano, who is in charge of the town's Zero Waste Academy, which is trying to help the town go completely waste-free by 2020. She explained to me why there was so much packaging.
Japanese culture is really based on this, you know, wrapping, decoration, then, you know, gifting culture. So, of course, that's one reason why all this packaging coming from. At the same time, lots of consumers and then the companies has been working towards, like, how can we make sure it's safe and clean? So that's all this, you know, packaging also add up.
In Tokyo, depending on which local government area you live in, you have to separate your rubbish into burnable, cans, plastic bottles, cardboard, and non-burnable material. In Kamikatsu, residents sort their rubbish into 45 different categories. So far, they're recycling about 80% of what they produce.
Actually, doing this very detailed categories of segregation, or very extreme things in the end of your consumption, then actually people start to think about the beginning. So because while segregating waste, of course, they don't want to continue these 45 categories. So they actually start thinking when they buy stuff. So actually this mindset or educational procedure can also start from the, you know, end part to going back to the beginning. So
annoyance, it can be quite a good motivating tool. So what happens to the final 20%, the last part needed to reach their zero waste goal that can't be recycled?
So mainly right now, things we don't have choice but to burn is like diapers or specific plastic products that we can't recycle. In Japan, we can only recycle like clear or clean plastic packaging, so it's difficult for the other plastics. And some rubber products or mixed material products that we cannot segregate.
So that 20% from Kamikatsu, and in fact the vast majority of Japan's rubbish, actually gets burnt, sent to an incinerator where it's crushed and melted. The incinerator burns the waste to 1/20th of its original size, and the facilities generate their own electricity from the heat. But the goal ultimately is to produce and use less plastic and packaging. Here, some supermarkets give you a discount if you bring your own bag, though it's far from widespread. So it seems irimasen is a phrase that will be needed for a little while longer. This is Jake Sturmer in Tokyo for Correspondence Report.